Welcome to episode 597 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Anna, and Donna. And this week we're also joined by Outlander travel agent Robin.
Yay! Thank you for the warm welcome.
Yay! So Robin recently spent 4 amazing days soaking up the beauty and culture of Amsterdam, exploring the city's top sites and experiencing its unique charm firsthand. In this episode, she'll share what stood out the most, what travelers shouldn't miss, and why Amsterdam deserves a spot on your bucket list. So let's get started. Yay. Was this your first time in Amsterdam?
This is my second time in Amsterdam.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I went 2 years ago, and I didn't get to see much of it then. I got to see a lot more of it because of this trip.
Nice. All right. So let's start off with where you stayed.
We stayed at the Westcourt Hotel. Okay. It was in a good spot, but it wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
It was run down. Just the whole configuration of the rooms were all a little bit different because of the shape of the rooms. And like our room had a desk, and behind the desk, between the desk and the wall, were the beds.
Okay.
So it was a little small, which I expected it to be. It's a 3-star hotel. It's in a good spot.
That's what I was going to ask, is like, what kind of like rating would you say it had?
Breakfast was included.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't up to the standards that I prefer.
So a good basic level hotel for someone who's looking for a good location, but it doesn't necessarily care if they can touch both walls with their arms.
Yes. Pretty much.
Nice. So, I mean, talking about the location, I know you have here that it was a 5-minute walk to the Amsterdam Central Station. Did you take the train from the airport?
No.
Okay.
No, I've done that before. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. And then the trams stop at the front door. Did you take the trams?
We did not. Okay. I wanted to, but that wasn't on our agenda.
Did you actually do anything on this trip?
Yes, I did.
Well, I mean, I think the trams are really good for getting around the city, but there was a pretty big learning curve because the way the signs are not in English. You know, so we had Brooke with us when I did it, and she was living in Europe at the time, so she was really good at like, okay, well, now we have to stand on this side of the tracks. And
Google Transit, you know? Google Translate.
Yeah.
I've been on them a couple of times, and the only reason I do it is because my feet hurt.
I mean, they're great. Yeah, they work really well, and you can take it from like the city center, or like, you know, by the train station down to where the cruise ships dock and stuff. So it's a good option for people. I think they're pretty cool.
And breakfast was included with the hotel. Sorry.
Was the breakfast good?
Breakfast wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. And you know me, they served Pepsi there. So
okay.
You must have been jumping. That made me.
I was. I walked in and I went, oh my gosh.
Because that is actually very rare.
A full breakfast.
Exactly.
Not just a continental breakfast. It was a hot breakfast.
It was a continental breakfast, but there were some hot things.
Okay.
It was more. Yeah, I mean, it was a little more than a continental breakfast.
So what I'm hearing is like no frills, like Elizabeth was saying, if you want a good location and maybe you're not going to be in your room that much. Although you also put that there's espresso machines in the rooms. So that's
that's a positive. Yes.
Yeah.
In Europe, it's like it's a basic human right, I think.
Well, yeah.
So I look for the tea kettle.
Oh, well, you know, some people.
Some people are weird, I know.
So what did you do on your arrival day? I guess, were you able to check in when you got there?
Because I actually came a day before the planned trip started. And we stayed at the same hotel. I was there with a friend of mine, and we both got in, and we went to see the Anne Frank house. We had reservations.
Okay.
Cool. And we got to do the little thing before, which the first time they didn't have it available because when they talk beforehand and give you like some background and they sit you in a little classroom. I don't remember what it's called.
Okay. I don't remember doing that.
I didn't do it the first time when I went with Russ, but this time we did it and it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Just getting all of the background, and they had some pictures in there, and it's not the first time I've seen it. It chokes me up every time.
Yeah. It's very moving. Yeah. It's good though. I mean, I think it's a really good thing to see, but it is such a solemn thing, you know.
We just have to remember that, you know, the world things. What's the word I was going to look for? You can't change everything, but you can do little things sometimes, like the people that helped them did.
Yeah, that's good. So, was that the day that you had your like hop on hop off bus or? When did you do that?
No.
Okay. Well, it says you have like...
It said in the itinerary you had like a one-day Amsterdam pass.
Yeah. It was a bus tour. It was, you know, we had a coach.
Gotcha.
So I can't remember the order, but we went to Delft, The Hague, and Rotterdam.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought that was the day you did the Grand Holland tour.
That is the Grand Holland tour.
Okay.
Oh.
So
they have different names for different places.
I'm guessing you didn't. So I think that the confusion is that you arrived and the day before. So what did you do on your very first day?
We went and we took a class to learning to make stroop waffles.
Oh, fun.
Which was the most fun class. They were delicious and I had a great time. And we also went to the Barbie experience. Look. What'd you say?
They're harder than they look.
But yeah. I had more warm stroop waffles than I've ever had in a week.
As you should.
Yeah.
So what was the second thing you said you did?
The Barbie experience.
Hmm. Oh, I've never seen the pictures of that. Okay.
I had done, I did some Google searches on just things to see, trying to find some out of the box things. And I found this and I mentioned it. And my friend's like, oh my God, we have to do that. So we decided to do it. We both wore pink shirts and we had such a good time. It was like living your childhood fantasies out.
Did you get to sit in the pink Corvette or like go through the dream house?
Yeah, I have to make a reel of the pictures, but I was in the car, I was on skis, I was on a moped or a scooter. We were in boxes.
Nice.
It was just everything you could think of that a Barbie has gotten. They had life size.
Oh, that's fun.
Is that like a permanent thing or is it like?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So. I'm really not sure. I had found it probably 2 months before the trip.
Uh-huh.
And my friend wouldn't commit to it till like the day we got there. and we booked it and it was so much fun.
That's cute.
So we did those two things, and then we had dinner that night with the group.
Okay. Any special thing about the dinner? And, like, did you really like the restaurant, or?
This dinner was...
It was at Humphrey's, one, I believe?
Yes, at Humphrey's. And, excuse me, the restaurant was very good. They were very good with my the way I eat.
Your pickiness? Your pickiness?
We were supposed to have like a special menu, and they gave me burgers. So I was happy.
That's nice. I mean, anytime food, you can get your kitty menu, I know you're happy. Okay, so day two, let's talk about the Grand Holland tour. You already kind of mentioned a couple of things, but how long does it take to get to these places? Because I visited them on like a river cruise, but you can do it if you're just doing land, obviously. So,
trying to think how long. I mean, it was an 8-hour tour from start to finish. We went, I think we were in Rotterdam the longest.
That city was really cool. Because we had lunch there. Yeah.
Somebody told me beforehand that I wasn't going to like it.
Oh.
And I get there.
Because it's such a cool, cool architectural city.
That's exactly what I thought. And I was thinking, I pull up and I'm like, we pull up and I'm like, oh my God, this is so modern. I love that. You know, there was still some older stuff, but because Rotterdam got bombed during the war, there was not much left to rebuild.
Yeah.
So they had to start all over, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's a big difference from Amsterdam, you know, even though they're not far apart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool. So then you went. Oh, go ahead.
Then we went to The Hague. That's the financial center. We walked to a statue. We walked back. It
was. Was it the little boy peeing statue?
No.
That's in Belgium. No. That's in Brussels.
Okay.
So is that all there was to The Hague? Was just kind of seeing
the EU, right?
There's more, but they didn't show us more.
Oh, okay.
And that was like our shortest.
War crimes are being
And that's prosecuted. Where we had the shortest stop.
Okay.
Gotcha. And then we went to Delft. And Delft was really cool. We went to the Delft factory. There, you know how it's the white china with the blue painting. And I'm not much into things that are not modern. So I went there and I was like, oh yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty. Well, they had some young artists come in and do their own art, but in the Delft paint on their thing.
Oh.
It looked so cool.
That's cool.
They were very expensive and I was worried I was going to break something before I got it home. So I didn't get it, but I have a bunch of pictures. And it was fun, and they, you know, showed us how they make it, you know. So that was
FYI,
really cool.
Robin, they do ship it for you if you want.
Donna would know. Donna and Lindsay, if she were here with us today. I will say, I did the Delft factory a couple years ago, and I actually was with Finley, my son, who is an artist, and he really enjoyed it. Did you get to paint a tile? Was that part of your experience?
No.
Okay. We did do that, but in the shop, they had some of the street artists who had done their own art. And that's actually what I ended up buying him for his birthday, which was soon after.
I meant. That was, they had a display about the young artists, but they also had stuff on sale.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that went a couple of years ago, and I just bought just a little tile, but it was the transfers rather than an individual artist, so it was considerably less expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Donna, you and I were there at the same time, if I'm not mistaken.
No, because I did a different tour on that trip. I went another time.
Okay.
That makes me think of that Calamity Wear brand. Have y'all seen that?
Yes, I have some of that. I have some of that. Cool. Yeah.
You know they're in Pittsburgh. Did you know that?
Oh my God.
Of course they are.
Do you look something up for each podcast?
Yeah.
No, it just rolls off out of my head. And
sometimes we bring it up.
It just all comes very naturally for her.
Yeah.
It does.
I will say that, I was interested to find out. I thought that Delft created that sort of blue on white, but it actually is based on the Chinese art, which I should have known because Ming vases are way older than anything in Amsterdam. But I guess my Eurocentric education taught me differently. So I was really interested that they own that. They're like, yeah, we didn't come up with this.
Oh yeah. They said that and they just made it their own. And to me, that's what art is. You might see something that inspires you, but you make it your own.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh, I was so sad when I texted you and you weren't going to Belgium because I was really hoping you'd bring me some chocolate.
I wanted
she did
to
that
go to Belgium,
me as soon as she learned that I was going to Belgium. She's like, Anna, will you? Anna.
Who runs the company? Who makes your life fantastic? Me. That's who people should be bringing chocolate to.
Well, you know.
But she didn't get to Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't matter
anyway. I didn't
get
to Belgium.
Yeah.
So, okay, so then cool. The last day we had, oh, I'm sorry. And then the next day we did a tour around where Anne Frank's house was. So you don't go in with that, but the tour tells you about it. It starts and ends there. So if you wanted to make reservation, you could do that. And your Outlander travel advisor can give you the information on how to do that.
Yeah. I'll just add a pro tip. There's a lot of people who think they're booking the Anne Frank house and they're booking those tours. So
yes.
Yeah. You want to rely on an expert.
Yeah. And there's a lot to booking the Anne Frank. Well, not a lot, but you have to know some things like when to buy it and stuff.
Yes. So I have an email ready to go out to people when.
That's cool. So how was the walking tour of the Jewish quarter? I bet that was really cool.
Yeah,
for
it
you.
Was really interesting. You know, it was a lot of the same stuff they said when we were in Anne Frank House, but it's a different perspective because they were talking about the helpers and they were talking about, you know, what people did for the Franks versus the Franks were the main, you know, in the Anne Frank House, the Frank family was the main character, I guess.
Right.
So that was really interesting. We also visited and did site inspections with three hotels.
Okay.
And so another probably 3-star property is the Intel Amsterdam Center Hotel. I think it might be 3.5. I don't have my notes in front of me for that. But that one I liked better.
Okay.
I think it was just the way the rooms were configured in the West Cord. Mm-hmm. And then we visited 2 more luxury hotels, the Etzeria and the Albis. And they were very opposite ends of the spectrum. One of them was very modern and one of them was not.
So very classic, I guess, or like,
yeah, it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It was beautiful, but it just, they were so different. Just the whole decor, and both of them are family owned.
Oh, nice. So were these all like in the central area where you could easily walk to a bunch of stuff too?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
That's cool. Did you go to the red light district at all?
So my friend did.
Oh, really?
With some other people. I decided not to go. Mm-hmm. But the evening of the day that we visited the hotels, we went on a dinner cruise and we're walking to where the dinner cruise was taking off. And Denise, my friend, she's like, oh, wait, there's the red light district right down there. That's where I visited last night.
So how was the dinner cruise? Was that
dinner cruise was wonderful.
Yeah.
It says luxury. The food was really good. The people were great. You know, the captain and the lady who was the waitress, pointing things out. We got pictures, you know, on, I don't know what they call it there, but where he steers the boat, which is outside. And it was just, it was a lot of fun. I'm glad we did that.
Did they talk about like the architecture and stuff? I love that. I think it's so interesting. Yeah. It blows my mind that those places were built so long ago and they had to, like, you know, drill those, you know, the stilts and stuff down into the water. And it's
and wild. The fact that most of those things are still standing.
And that way they're
not necessarily straight up and down.
No, I know. I was going to say the way they lean, I think that's so amazing. It's such a cool city. Yeah, I really like it.
I really like it also. And then the next morning was the end of the tour. And we went to the Rotterdam House Museum. Not Rotterdam. Oh, my gosh.
Rembrandt.
We went to the Rembrandt House Museum.
How was that?
And that was really cool.
Yeah.
So it was the house where Rembrandt lived for about 20 years. And they had like a little model of it, which was really cool to see. So you could see, like, you know, the side was off. So we could see all the different rooms. There were not regular beds. There were cabinets to sleep in.
Oh.
And people slept sitting up.
Oh, God. Why?
Takes up less space.
I don't know. Oh. But yeah, there was no regular beds. It was all in a cabinet. And like their one in the kitchen was for the cook.
Oh.
The one... Yeah, it was just, I have some pictures of them there.
That's interesting. See, I was thinking it was going to be like full of Rembrandt art, you know, like I wasn't.
It was full of Rembrandt art, but it was, they showed us a lot of the things that he did.
Yeah.
Like how he started making prints when no one had done that. So that he could make more money in a quicker time.
Mm-hmm.
And that he learned how to do the prints. And they told us about his, I guess, partner and their child. And it was just really interesting.
That's cool.
Well, that's pretty cool.
You didn't do any other museums while you were there, did you?
We did not.
You know, it's interesting because I've been to Amsterdam probably four times now, five. I've yet to go to the big museums there. I don't know why. It's like I just do all the other things and don't go to
those. Yeah, because there's like Van Gogh.
I've been to two of them.
Yeah.
And the Rijksmuseum.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Russ and I last time went to Strat, which is a street art museum. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That was so much fun. It was so cool.
So I actually did that a few years ago as well. And it was actually the same day that Finn came to join me. And I would have liked to have taken him, but it was part of the conference that I was attending. So I couldn't take him. And so I was sending him all these pictures. He's like, just stop.
You're just rubbing it in.
It's really, so really cool.
We were sending our kids pictures and they're like, why are you doing this?
Wow. That sounds cool. I would like to see that one.
So that's one that I suggest to people. Mm-hmm. It's something that you might not think of in the first place, but we've done street art museums in a few different cities and not museums, street art tours in a few cities.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, had more stuff than the tour and it was always changing. It wasn't like a permanent installation. They were always changing things. And it was really different.
Yep.
That's cool.
It's kind of far out. It's not like you can't just walk to it. You need to Uber or, you know, get some form of transportation to get out there. But
we Ubered.
Worth it. Yeah. And there's a market right beside it, too, like a flea market with some really strange things. So.
Oh, yes. We went there afterwards.
Yeah. And then they in front of the Van Gogh Museum and the museum quarter, we were there one night and it was pouring rain. And so we were, normally we would just walk wherever we're going, but we took tuk-tuks that night.
Nice. I did check just to go back a little bit. The Barbie experience is actually, it seems to be a permanent experience.
It's not a
traveling thing or anything. It's purpose built, apparently.
If you're a female, or I'm sorry, forget that.
Yeah.
If you're a person that liked Barbies, go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or even if you liked the Barbie movie. I mean, I just don't think that, because just looking at the pictures online, it literally is just being a toy. Like, you get to be a character in those things. So, yeah, 100%. I'll be going next.
So my husband is obsessed with Amsterdam and keeps talking about how he wants to go back, and because that's hands down probably one of his favorite places that he's been thus far. We have a lot of more places to go, but thus far. So maybe I'll drag him to the Barbie thing. He can be my Ken. I'll dress him up as Ken, and he can be the Ken of my Barbie, and I'm sure he'll totally love that.
If you go
that.
In the evening, they have adults only, and you get a drink with your...
Oh, that would be fun.
Do that because we had our dinner.
Drink?
It should be.
I did get a pink drink while I was there, because they have like a little... A little cafe, and we ate there, and I had a flirtini.
Oh, that's fun. I like that. Flirtini.
You know, it's funny. Whenever you were talking about it, it didn't even occur to me that children would go to this.
I know. We're trying to take pictures, and these kids would just like bump into us. And
we're
like,
your kids here?
Well, interestingly, awesome. The pictures that I saw online did not have any children in them at all. They were all grown-ups. So,
I mean, yeah, that's where I'm thinking. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to me, that... it was just so fun. It was so childish. And I sort of let loose. I didn't, you know, wasn't all that serious. And
yeah,
it was fun. Yeah,
that's good.
Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
That's fun.
Alrighty. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Robin, for joining us this week. Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And on behalf of Donna, Anna, Elizabeth, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.